Have you ever looked at a regional turboprop sitting on the ramp and thought, what if we just ripped out the engines and the fuel tanks and replaced them with batteries? That sounds like a terrible idea, and for a long time it was, but a company called Eviation Aircraft actually did it, and the result is an airplane called Alice. I'm Vector. This is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar, and today we're going to talk about the most ambitious all-electric fixed-wing airplane in the commuter class, and what it tells us about where battery-powered flight actually stands right now. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones in your flying life. First solo, private pilot, instrument-rated, CFI. The whole journey, beautifully made and built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. So let's break this down. Eviation is an Israeli-founded company now headquartered in Arlington, Washington, right in the Pacific Northwest Aviation Corridor. They've been working on Alice since around 2017, and the airplane made its first flight on September 27, 2022, out of Grant County International Airport in Moses Lake, Washington. That flight lasted 8 minutes. 8 minutes. And that might sound underwhelming until you understand what it took to get there. Alice is designed as a 9-passenger commuter aircraft with a single pilot up front. The production version is targeting a range of 250 nautical miles with a cruise speed around 260 knots. It's powered by two Magni 650 electric propulsion units built by Magnix, which is another company in the electric aviation space that focuses specifically on building flight-rated electric motors. Each motor produces 850 shaft horsepower. The airplane has a maximum takeoff weight of around 16,600 pounds, and a significant chunk of that is battery mass. We're talking about an 8,200-pound battery system that is roughly half the airplane's weight sitting in lithium-ion cells. And right there is the fundamental tension of electric aviation. The energy density of jet fuel is about 43 megajoules per kilogram. The best lithium-ion batteries available today deliver somewhere around 0.9 megajoules per kilogram. That's a factor of nearly 50. So you're carrying dramatically more weight to store dramatically less energy. The only reason electric propulsion works at all is that electric motors are far more efficient at converting stored energy into thrust. You're getting around 90% efficiency from an electric motor versus maybe 35 to 40% from a turbine. But even with that efficiency advantage, the math is brutal. Here's what most people miss about Alice, though. Eviation isn't trying to replace the Boeing 737. They're not even trying to replace the ATR-72. They are going after a very specific slice of the market, short regional hops where the economics of burning jet fuel make marginal routes unprofitable. Think island hopping in the Caribbean. Think commuter runs between small cities 200 miles apart. Think Cape Air territory. And Cape Air is actually part of the story. They signed a letter of intent for 75 Alice aircraft. That was a significant early vote of confidence from a real operator. DHL Express also signed on for 12 units, targeting a cargo variant for short-range parcel delivery. Global Crossing Airlines, now known as Global X, committed to 50. Those are real orders from real companies, and they signal that there is genuine market interest in what Alice promises. The promise is compelling when you look at operating costs. Electric propulsion eliminates fuel burn entirely, and electricity is dramatically cheaper per unit of energy than Jet A. Eviation has talked about operating costs dropping by as much as 70% per flight hour compared to a conventional turboprop on the same mission. The electric motors have far fewer moving parts than a turbine engine. No hot section inspections, no compressor blade replacements. The maintenance cost curve is fundamentally different. But, and this is a significant but, the certification path for a fully electric Part 23 commuter airplane is not simple. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has never type-certified an airplane with a battery system this large. The Pipistrel Velis Electro got type certification from the European Union Aviation Safety Agency, or ASASA, but that's a two-seat trainer with a much smaller battery and a very different mission profile. Scaling from a training airplane to a 9-passenger commuter introduces thermal management challenges, fire suppression questions, and energy reserve calculations that the existing regulations weren't written to address. Let me give you a concrete example. In a conventional airplane, fuel reserves are defined in terms of time. You need 30 minutes of reserve fuel for VFR day, 45 minutes for VFR night, enough to fly to an alternate, and then 45 minutes for IFR. But battery reserves don't work the same way. Battery performance degrades non-linearly. A lithium-ion cell at 10% state of charge does not deliver power the same way it does at 50%. Temperature affects output, cycle count affects capacity. The FAA has to figure out how to write reserve requirements that account for all of that variability. And that rulemaking process is not fast. There's also the charging infrastructure question. A 250 nautical mile range sounds useful until you realize that you need to charge the airplane at the destination. Eviation has talked about a 30-minute charge time to get to 80% capacity, but that requires a very high-power charging station. We're talking about megawatt-class chargers at small regional airports that may not even have the electrical grid capacity to support them. Beta Technologies, which we've talked about on this show before, has taken the approach of building its own charging network first. Eviation is going to need similar infrastructure or partnerships with companies that can provide it. The data tells an interesting story when you look at the timeline. The first flight was in 2022. Eviation initially talked about entering service around 2024 or 2025. That has slipped. Certification is now more realistically a 2027 or 2028 event, if everything goes well. And in aviation, things rarely go exactly as planned. In 2023, Eviation went through a significant leadership change. Gregory Davis took over as CEO. The company shifted from what had been a largely development-focused operation to one more oriented toward production readiness. They've been refining the production design, which differs from the prototype in several ways. The production Alice is expected to use an updated battery chemistry with improved energy density compared to the cells in the demonstrator. Even a 10 or 15% improvement in energy density translates directly into either more range or more payload, and both of those make the business case stronger. There's a version of this story that's purely optimistic. Electric commuter aviation eliminates carbon emissions on short routes, slashes operating costs, opens up marginal city pairs that turboprops can't serve profitably, and it does all of this more quietly. Alice is significantly quieter than a conventional turboprop, and noise is a real constraint at community airports. But there's also a version of this story that's more cautious, and I think honesty requires us to tell both. Battery technology is improving, but it's improving at maybe 5 to 8% per year in energy density. That's meaningful over a decade, but it's not the kind of exponential leap that transforms an industry overnight. The 250 nautical mile range with a meaningful payload is useful but limited. Weather diversions, headwinds, and the need for reserves eat into that number quickly. A pilot flying Alice on a 200-mile route with a 30-knot headwind and the need to carry reserves for an alternate is going to find the margins tighter than the brochure suggests. And weight is the enemy. Every pound of battery you add to extend range is a pound of payload you lose. In a 9-passenger airplane, that trade-off is felt acutely. If you can only carry 6 passengers because the batteries needed for the route eat 3 seats worth of payload, the economics change fast. The competitive landscape matters too. Alice isn't the only game in town. Heart Aerospace is building the ES-30. Which takes a different approach by using a hybrid electric architecture that keeps a small turbine generator on board for range extension. Surf Air Mobility is working on hybrid electric conversions of existing Cessna Caravans. Each approach makes different engineering trade-offs, and the market will ultimately decide which trade-off wins. What I find most interesting about Alice is what it represents as a proof of concept, that 8-minute first flight in Moses Lake was not a revolution. It was a data point. But it was a data point that said a full-scale, multi-passenger, all-electric airplane can fly. The engineering is real, the motors work, the battery management systems function. The flight controls integrate with electric propulsion. Those are not trivial achievements. The question now is whether the battery technology, the charging infrastructure, the regulatory framework, and the market demand all converge fast enough to make Alice commercially viable before the company runs through its capital. That's the race every electric aviation startup is running, and it's a race against thermodynamics, bureaucracy, and the balance sheet all at once. For my money, I think electric fixed-wing commuter aviation is coming. The physics support it for short-range missions, the economics support it if the infrastructure exists. The regulatory path is being carved, slowly, by companies like Eviation that are forcing the FAA and EASA to write new rules. But I think the timeline is longer than the optimists want and shorter than the skeptics believe. Somewhere in the late 2020s, we're going to see the first paying passengers board an electric airplane for a scheduled commuter flight. Whether that airplane is Alice or something else, Eviation deserves credit for pushing the industry to that threshold. My sources today include reporting from Aviation Week, coverage from Simple Flying, Eviation's own published specifications and flight test data, and analysis from the Air Current on electric aviation certification timelines. You can find more on these stories and everything we cover at RadioHangar.com. That's it for Clear Direct. The future of flight is heavy, quiet, and plugged in. See you next time.